Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, we're talking about avoiding difficult feelings. This is something we all do, but I want to talk about why it's a good idea to not do it. We all distract here and there when we are feeling difficult emotions that we want to get away from, but there is medicine in being able to process what comes up when it does. So when we're talking about feelings and emotions, we want to pay attention to what we believe about our feelings and emotions. And one of the things that we come across, that I come across often with people, is they think if they push aside the feelings, the difficult feelings, the emotions that are unwanted, if they push them aside or push them down, that they will go away. And I want to be clear today that one of the best things you can learn is that they don't go away. All they do, all those difficult feelings and emotions do, is they wait for a convenient crack in your ability to keep it down or keep it pushed to the side. It's like pushing a beach ball under the water. Eventually, you get tired. It's hard to keep it down there. A little bit of easing up on it, and it pops up when you least expect it. And this is how it can be with these feelings and emotions that we have tried to push down. They find a convenient time to enter and they arise in your consciousness. It comes up. This is when people think that the anxiety or the other tricky emotion came out of the blue. It didn't. They don't. These feelings and emotions came at one time rightfully. They were not acknowledged or dealt with. That's okay. It happens to all of us. There's something we can't deal with in the moment. We push it aside or push it down, but we cannot be surprised when things pop up when we least expect them. And they usually pop up when we really don't have the resources to deal with it. And then we are double teamed. We've already got a tired time, or maybe we're not well, or we have a full plate to begin with. And then these other old feelings and emotions also pop up into our consciousness. It's not good timing. So it's good to not have a big backlog of those if you can help it. They don't come out of the blue. So what I wanted to do was look at some of the feelings and beliefs, actually. Look at some of the beliefs that people have about emotions. These things are not true. So I want you to see if any of these ring true in your life. These are false beliefs. If I tell others how I feel, they'll use it against me. If I tell others how I feel, they'll think I'm weak. If I take time to feel this feeling, it will mean putting my entire life on hold. This is a big one. I hear so many times people say, I don't have time to deal with it. Here are some more. Other people don't feel this way. There must be something really, really wrong with me. Anxiety is not natural. I have to get rid of it. A good, strong, healthy person would not feel this way. If I let myself feel this difficult pain and emotion, it will kill me. If I start to cry, I will never stop. Letting myself feel bad would mean falling to pieces, being a total mess, or wallowing in self-pity. And finally, if I feel this emotion, I will lose all self-control. Now, those are all false beliefs about these difficult emotions and feelings that come up in us and that we feel like we cannot even acknowledge them. We have to block them out. It's almost like we're in battle with them. We can't even let ourselves acknowledge that we are having this feeling, which alienates ourselves from ourselves. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. Now let's get on with these false beliefs that we have about real feelings and emotions, difficult feelings and emotions, and how we try to push them aside. We become afraid of these difficult feelings and emotions that are really natural, healthy, and they are an important part of living a healthy, happy life. As a matter of fact, today's quote is from Gretchen Rubin, and she says, negative emotions like loneliness, envy, and guilt have an important role to play in a happy life. They're big, flashing signs that something needs to change. Now, I'll read that again at the end of the show, but it was a perfect place to pop it in here because that's exactly what it is. If we let ourselves experience these negative emotions, we can understand the gift they have for us. They didn't come about for no good reason. And if we let ourselves experience it, the difficult feeling or emotion, it will pass in good time. It always does, just like anxiety, that are like waves. They rise and they fall. You can tolerate your feelings. Being alive, being human, is all part of experiencing the full range of human emotions. And we want to be self-compassionate with ourselves. We want to say, it's okay that I'm feeling this. Not say all of those negative false beliefs that I mentioned earlier, that there's something wrong with us because we're feeling a less than happy emotion. Trying to discount the less pleasant emotions or expecting ourselves not to have them does nothing but increase our frustration and decrease our sense of worth. And it also increases our anxiety because we are not being in the present moment. We are putting things aside over and over again, building up a big backlog of emotions ready to burst. Emotions are healthy and natural, whether they are negative or positive. And it's our needing to stop the feeling that is unnatural and leads us to unhealthy behaviors and other situations, such as feeling nervous, feeling stressed, having anxiety, having panic pop up, quote, out of the blue. It doesn't come up out of the blue. It was just stored. You've been holding that beach ball under the water, and it's now popping up. Feelings don't come out of nowhere. It may seem to you that you are minding your own business, and then these huge emotions come along. I hear this all the time. I was having a great day, and then this huge emotion came, and I was down the wormhole. It may seem that your mood swings any way it chooses, right? Like as the wind blows, and there you are just having to go along with it. But the truth is that your emotions are coming from somewhere, and they come from our mind. And so that is a good thing because that gives us power back. Emotions come from our minds, and we can learn to connect thoughts, emotions, and our behaviors. You may have grown up in a household where the negative or the difficult was pushed to the side. It may not have even been allowed to be expressed, right? This may have taught you that you could only have, quote, nice feelings, leaving the trickier ones like anger and rage, sadness or loneliness, or anxiety even. I have had many a client that was told they could not talk about this stressful feeling they were having. You were told this was to be kept under wraps, and so you learned very early on, perhaps, how to push these things down. We learn things all over the place, at home, at school, in our adult lives. Doesn't matter where it came from, you can change it now. You know, I read in a book that had expressed it this way. Remember, locking that pesky barking dog in the garage may work for a while, but the only way to find permanent peace is to accept him as a part of your life. That's how I want you to look at your negative emotions, those negative feelings. You're going to have to deal with it at some point, and you can find the permanent peace when you learn to accept them. So there's a lot of different ways that we avoid. I want to talk about the things that we do to avoid these negative emotions, because you may be doing them and not realizing that that's what you're doing. oftentimes we could use the word distraction, right? And sometimes we have to distract. I'm not saying distraction is a bad thing, but sometimes we learn to do it as a habit. So let's look at some of the ways people often distract from difficult feelings and emotions. It's a way to not deal with the feelings and to push them down or aside. But I want you to remember the truth. And the truth is they don't stay down or away on the side. They eventually come leaking or popping or crashing back into your life. Here are some of the ways. See if any of these resonate with you. Watching too much media, too much YouTube, etc. Scrolling through social media endlessly, smoking, exercising too much, eating too much, or eating too little. That's two sides of the very same emotional control coin. Gambling, worrying about things that you can't control. Drinking, using drugs, lying about how you feel. And this can come out in people-pleasing. We will often say yes to things that we want to say no to. This can be a way of us not dealing with the negative emotion that is involving. Sleeping too much, complaining too much, overworking, whether it's at home or at the office or in your job. And you know, this list can go on forever. You may have your own. So I want to think about flipping the emotion dodging on its head and start to become mindful. Use these distractions as your trigger to stop and ask yourself, what feeling is it that you are trying to avoid? So when the distraction comes up that you want to go do, use that as your trigger to say, am I trying to avoid something? Am I trying to avoid anger, sadness, loneliness, or fear? And I want to give you a whole bunch of other ones because we sometimes forget what emotions really are, what their names are. And there is a lot of power in naming them. Now, the big broad list of emotions would be like afraid, sad, glad, mad, ashamed. Okay, we have those, but under each one of those, there are many more. As an example, I'll just do a few examples, but you would do well to Google emotions, a list of emotions. I know that Nonviolent Communication on their website, they have great lists of emotions and feelings. Go there, look at those lists, and it's going to help you because we can break these down. For instance, afraid could be anxious. It could be horrified, nervous, numb, scared, shaky, shocked, shy, suspicious, terrified, worried. And sad could be brokenhearted, depressed, discouraged, heavy-hearted, hurt, remorseful, uncertain. Glad could be appreciative, delighted, excited, grateful, joyful, proud, relaxed, relieved, thrilled. Mad, we could look at annoyed, bitter, enraged, furious, indignant, jealous, resentful, or vengeful. And ashamed could be degraded, devalued, embarrassed, hopeless, judged, regretful, ridiculed, worthless, or wounded. I think it's important that we deal with what is, that we take these emotions, whether they're the positive, happy ones that we all allow ourselves to have, or the negative, difficult ones. It's difficult to look at those, but deal with what is. That is what is important for us to do. Acceptance of the feelings versus pushing them down will allow you to process the feeling in real time. And it doesn't mean that you have to put your life on hold and go in and have a pity party for 3 days. You can process this in real time by being aware that you are having the feeling. That's all you have to do. Acknowledge it. This keeps the feeling from popping up out of the blue when a small crack appears and you are least expecting such an emotion. Deal with what is. Let the feelings and emotions that arise be okay, not something to be feared or ignored. Processing in real time by simply acknowledging the feeling and that it is a part of being human and that you are still okay. I hope today's show was helpful for you. If you have anything for me, you can send it to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Negative emotions like loneliness, envy, and guilt have an important role to play in a happy life. They're big, flashing signs that something needs to change. And that's from Gretchen Rubin. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.